Good Sunday morning. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries, and it's good to be with you on your Sunday on this beautiful weekend. Can you believe the weather that we're having and the weather that we're going to have next week? My understanding, it is incredible, but we're actually going to see next Wednesday, according to what the weather says. Of course, they're only right 50% of the time. They are telling us we are going to see 70 degrees. That is absolutely amazing. And maybe today you're traveling through the great state of Iowa. You can't get over how beautiful it is. Folks, we got four seasons here, and maybe you're traveling. You turn it on KBOE 104.9 FM. We want to thank you for listening and being a part of Vital Ministries. And I believe today that we've got something special for you that you don't want to make sure you turn off or change the channel. Stay with us this morning. It's going to be really, really good. And I hope it's something how the Lord will speak to you this morning. Also, too, maybe you're on your way to church. Thank you for listening. I pray that as you go on your way to church, the Lord prepares your heart, that you are ready and present in the moment where you get to be together as the church united, and that the word is spoken and the gospel is preached. Also, too, many of you say, Mike, Sunday morning's my time at church. I'm with you. I'm in front of my living room, or I'm in my house, or I'm out in my shop working. And so much, just thank you. I just want to give a big shout out. Miss Diane, she stopped by and she dropped off a card to us this past week. And she's such a nice lady. She's the flower woman of New Sharon. And just wrote a nice note. And just thank you so much for listening, Miss Diane. I hope you're listening this morning. I want to thank you. Love you so much. And I love those notes when they come in, because sometimes, folks, you never know if somebody is truly listening. And I love it when people come up and say, hey, Mike, I heard you this morning. And it's just exciting, and it's a part of our Sunday mornings, and just thank you for being with us at Vital Ministries. Also, too, we got some things I just want to prepare. You know, it's the end of the year, and at the end of the year, there's always people who are asking and needing monies for their ministries, and of course, it's your tax year incoming. You know what? If you have extra, Vital Ministries would greatly appreciate it. We totally make it, the radio show, all this stuff comes from donations that you give us so we can get the word of God out and also to give you a point of inspiration. So if that's something you'd like to do, you can go to our vitalministries.org website. Check it out. There's also a donation place. You could donate right there, or you can send us a check. There's information there to where to send it to. My wife will make sure those funds get put in the right and proper place, so you don't want to miss that. Also, too, another thing that we do is we send out devotional 6 days a week. My wife writes for Vital Life, and you can get that right sent right to your phone. It's a word of inspiration. She goes down through the Bible, takes it book by book, breaks it down, and then also, too, gives you a nugget of how it applies to your everyday, ordinary lives. It's good stuff. Also, too, Vital Men. We send out a men's devotional 5 days a week. Five writers passionately send out something to you that will help you in the midst of your day. And if you're not getting this, you can go to vitalministries.org. Get it sent right to your phone on demand. And it could be very exciting, something that could just help you in the midst of your day. As without a doubt, there's always struggles and trials in a day. Gives you a word of inspiration and a word of encouragement. So building up other men. As iron sharpens iron, so does another man sharpen another man. That's what it's all about, man. I just encourage you to be a part of that. Also, too, as we look forward to Christmas time, you know, I just pray that those that are listening to me this morning will prepare your hearts for Christmas. I know it doesn't look like Christmas in our great state at this point, without a doubt, no snow. You know, my hope is this, and I've heard other people say, man, Mike, I wish it would just snow during Christmas time and then it would be over with. How cool would that be? But we live in Iowa, and in Iowa, we have four distinct seasons. Obviously, they vary from year to year, so I just encourage you, be patient. I'm sure we're going to get snow eventually, and we'll be moving it soon. So be encouraged. But let's begin this morning. See, last week we talked about how everything has a price, doesn't it? There's a price to being born and a price even to die. I helped officiate a funeral this past week with a woman who had passed away, just a great woman of God. Her name was Loretta Sitzma, a woman who without a doubt loved Jesus with all of her heart and fought the good fight against cancer. She fought hard. See, Loretta, she loved Jesus so much that even in her death, she wanted her family to know Christ and have a personal relationship with him. That's really cool. That was a burden for her. But again, having a relationship with Jesus himself, there's a price to that. See, without a doubt, Loretta lived her faith. She was kind and had a kingdom, what I would say without a doubt, a kingdom mindset. She tried to see what people couldn't see, but see if they would follow Jesus of changed lives. And she especially wanted that for her family. And the whole, if you were there, you could see how that was totally wrapped around that whole funeral itself. And obviously they laid Loretta in the grave, and her body waits, but her spirit is with the Lord. We trust that. We continue to pray for her husband, Owen, as he's got an empty space in his heart. And we'll pray for that family. And I know many of you have lost loved ones recently, and we'll continue to lift them up and pray for those that are still left here on this earth. I also think Christmas comes, without a doubt, doesn't Christmas come with a price? We put way too much pressure on that, on ourselves, for that, what I would call that perfect gift. My son and his family only do Christmas pajamas and one gift. They've changed their tradition. My son, he tells me, Dad, we've chosen to put all that money that we would have spent on the holidays into moments. So bear in mind, my son and his wife and they have four grandkids. They all live in South Florida, live really close to Fort Lauderdale. But this, you know, a year ago they had tickets to Disneyland. But this year they bought tickets to SeaWorld, a year-around ticket. They're only approximately about four hours away from Orlando, and they get to have incredible moments, not only of what they saw in Disneyland, but now they get to go to SeaWorld. And my grandkids just love that stuff. And my son said, Dad, it has been the greatest gifts that we could do, because gifts break, don't they? Kids soon forget moments of a toy or something, but they never forget a moment that was spent with time with them. Isn't that so true? My daughter and her family, as I shared, was back over Thanksgiving, and we had a day of food and walking around up in Pella and looking at Christmas trees and all that great time. But see, my grandson and my granddaughter rode with my dad on a dozer. My dad has works for a company that has a Caterpillar, a D6, and my grandson got a ride with my father and had just a great moment. Both of them did. And he said, this was just so awesome. And my daughter called me this week and we talked with her. And she said, that was the story that he came back and shared from Iowa, of riding all the equipment and doing all that. He was telling all of his friends of all the incredible moments that he had with his grandpa and his papa. Man, I tell you what, that just warms my heart this morning, even thinking about what greater gift could that have ever been. I could have not ever bought anything so much as what that time, it was spending time with them is what mattered most. See, this year, my wife and I, we kind of have our own little manger scene going up in our small farm up in on the way to Barn City Highway. We love it, and we have some animals. We have a Bernese Mountain Dog who's the cuddliest thing that you could ever have. We love her to death. We have two little kitties. My wife is ecstatic and loves cats. We have two Highland calves. Man, I love those calves. They're growing and furry things. If you ever haven't never seen a Highland cattle, I encourage you Google them. They were so much fun. And now this year we've added, or in this past week we've added another animal to our farm, an old paint horse. She's 24 years old and her name is Fancy. See, we're building memories on a small farm, and again, it comes with a price. But those moments are priceless, aren't they? I've never seen my wife so happy as it has been since we moved to the farm. But with that being said, living the farm life also has a busy life too. We live in the heart of what I would call Hunter's Paradise of Mahaska County, close to Barnes City and Hawthorne Lake. Man, the deer run rampant and they are thick, and there are some trophy bucks out there without a doubt. Last Saturday was the beginning of first season of deer season. I tell you what, Saturday and Sunday, it sounded like a world war around my home. with that, the deer were running and all that stuff, and I had posted no hunting signs around my property because I want my place to be a place of where they're safe. And I thought those signs would keep hunters off, but they keep trying to come on in different ways. And as we were on our way to church, there was a vehicle parked in one of our entrances in one of our fields. I tell you what, man, I was ticked, thinking they were on us and hunting. I couldn't miss church because that morning we were actually joining the church and there was no way out. I was so frustrated. As we pulled into the parking lot of the church, here's the truth, folks. And one thing I always want to be is I want to be honest, is I let it steal my joy. It's all I could think about in the moment of the time that I was there. I missed the moment of the people that were around us and that were loving on us, and even more so, I missed the moment of praising my Lord. All because of the obsession of thinking that somebody was on my land. It stripped me away. The enemy took control of my mind. But see, today we're going to be talking about another person who missed it, who paid a big price. It was an innkeeper who didn't have any room available for the coming king and his savior. You know, one portion of the Bible, it says this in Luke 2:7. It says, because there was no place for them in the inn. Let's read the full account this morning today in Luke chapter 2, 1 through 7, and find out why the innkeeper paid such a price of missing the moment of Jesus' birth. And we'll kind of look at it and see how does it apply to us today. It starts with this in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. It says, at the time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that his census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken with Quirinius was the governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was now obviously pregnant. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him in snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in the manger because there was no lodging available for them. See, before we look at the innkeeper, let's get a little background on what's actually going on during that time. First, we see the Roman Emperor Augustus Caesar. Do you know, folks, Augustus actually comes from the month of August? See, it's amazing how history is passed down. But see, he wanted to have a census throughout the Roman Empire. So you have to go back to your hometown, your place of birth, your place of where you're native from. And the reason why he did that, he wanted to see how big his military was, and even more so, make sure that people were paying their taxes. But this is also interesting. See, the truth is God was using him to move Joseph and Mary to complete the biblical prophecy that was in the Bible. A child was to be born in the city of David, which was Bethlehem. King David was born there, and God promised David his lineage would lead up to the one true king, which was Jesus. Also bear in mind, Mary is very pregnant, 9 months pregnant. She would either walk or ride on the back of a donkey. No ambulance, hospital room, or midwife, just her and Joseph. And by the way, I don't think Joseph had delivered any babies until that special night that was going to happen. See, they finally get to Bethlehem and go to the inn, not a Motel 6 or a Holiday Inn. The word inn can actually mean upper room, same as it would possibly could have been when Jesus went to the upper room with his men. Probably a relative of Joseph, but the place is packed. Wall-to-wall people. So what does the innkeeper do? Instead of making room, he says no room available, which leads us today into the price that the innkeeper paid because he wasn't making ready for Jesus. My point number one, if you're home today, and this is going to be some really good stuff, and again, stay with me if you're traveling down the highway today. Point number one, it's easy to miss Jesus. See, if the innkeeper only knew who Joseph and Mary were and that Jesus was about to be born, without a doubt, I'm sure the innkeeper probably saw Joseph. He came knocking on the door and there was Mary, 9 months pregnant. In my mind, would he not? Why? He missed the moment because he missed Jesus because he wasn't paying attention. What man or person would turn away a family with a woman who is obviously close to having a child? It blows me away. Just the moment, how this guy was so out of it. He missed it. He should have told the other guests, in my mind, you know what, we need to make room for Joseph and Mary. She's with baby, even though he may not have known anything about the prophetic word that was being spoken, and said, you know what, you need to leave or we're going to make space. See, today we see Jesus be Jesus on Christmas cards, don't we? Wrapping paper, family major scenes. Matter of fact, in some communities, they'll have a nativity scene on their downtown square. But here's my first point of a question. Do we really understand who Jesus is? See, Jesus really is. He is the God in the flesh. He is our Savior, the Savior of the world. See, Jesus coming as a babe finished what was prophesied. But see, folks, we can't just sit there and look at it, even though that time is over. Jesus came and we do celebrate everything that happened in that moment. But we got to realize, if we're not careful, we'll miss it again, that Jesus is returning. See, we could be a lot like the innkeeper and miss a moment. See, Jesus is calling even today, prepare the way, just like John the Baptist. I think that's what a lot of pastors and a lot of evangelists do, and even what I'm trying to say this morning, prepare the way for the coming of the King. He's returning on a great white horse. We don't know when it is, but prophecy tells us that he is returning. And are you making ready, or are you going to be like the innkeeper and miss the moment? And if you miss the moment, folks, man, what a price is paid. See, Jesus wants us to realize today, I believe with all that's within me, is that he's coming again. And we need to make ready for that. Prophecy shares with throughout the Bible, the New Testament, the disciples spoke about it, Jesus spoke about it, and we'll also too see it in the other books of the New Testament of the forewarning, and especially even the book of Revelation that totally shares with us that Jesus is returning. He's bringing a new kingdom. That our broken world is truly going to be changed and that God is going to do great and mighty things. See, it's easy to miss moments, folks, as we are in the time of which we live even today. I tell you what, the travesties that go on, the things that are happening within our nation, also too, the things that are happening in our leadership, can clearly see we are seeing without a doubt a rapid decline against God himself, aren't we? And what happens is those that who believe in him are going to miss the moment because they're getting discouraged. I fight discouragement. I've fought it ever since November of 2019, let alone when we had the COVID of 2020 and now the devastation of 2021 of the leadership of what we're seeing. Man, it's crazy. Who would have ever believed we would ever be sitting in the place we are? But see, we're going to miss moments, folks, if we don't make ready. So I'm going to encourage you, make ready. Don't miss the moment. Point number two, it's easy to dismiss Jesus. See, the innkeeper said, sorry, no room. He simply dismissed the moment. He just went on. Okay, sirrah, sirrah. See, he didn't want to be bothered by a family crisis. He could tell without a doubt Joseph and Mary were in a crisis of their life. Mary was heavily pregnant. And I believe without a shadow of a doubt, she was probably having birth pains already while she was either standing there knocking at the door or sitting at the on the donkey. But the innkeeper dismissed them. He simply dismissed Jesus and went back into the inn. Didn't think a word about it anymore. See, today, folks, we could dismiss Jesus too. We're too busy, or maybe you're like Scrooge and is simply bah humbug for Christmas. We dismiss it. We don't want to be a part of it. We just want to simply crawl into a cave and simply exist the rest of our days and our lives. And I think there's a lot of people out there today that are doing that. We dismiss Jesus about the calling that he has for us to bring the gospel message. Just like the message that was being foretold of the different prophets of Jesus' return, of Jesus' first return, of coming in the Bible. Folks, we can dismiss and not be ready for the next one. See, it's already happened, and you simply dismiss it. See, some people dismiss Christmas because of pain, lost loved ones, or a friend, or our hearts, or your heart's been hurt. We simply want the holiday season to go away. I want it out of here because my heart breaks. I'll never forget the first year when my mother had passed, and she's been gone for 12 years. I'll never forget that first Christmas. Man, I tell you what, my heart was broken. Man, I missed my mom. She loved Christmas and the whole house. Matter of fact, the decoration, there was no decorations out because she wasn't there to put them out. And ever since then, it's been an empty chair at the table because mom's not here. And I know many of you have lost loved ones. Many of you have lost children. Man, I can only imagine how that must be, how that must feel. But don't dismiss Christmas itself because the loss of someone, because those around you need you to be there, and don't dismiss the moments in which you have. See, what if you change your priorities this Christmas? What if you chose this Christmas, maybe you've never read the Christmas story to your family, either on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning, while you have before or after you open up gifts. Maybe you're just simply to take time to go to a Christmas Eve service. Man, what a special time. Majority of them are always candlelight services, and we sing Christmas carols together, and we sing. It's just an incredible moment. Don't dismiss it, folks. Engage in it, because you know what? It creates moments, and it also creates moments with your family. How about this? How about sharing the gospel story to an unbeliever before Christmas? Man, what kind of a challenge would that be? Don't dismiss this, folks, about what I'm saying. But what a great opportunity for somebody who has never met Jesus Christ for the first time as Savior of their life. And the Holy Spirit uses you to help that happen. See, we know Jesus is the one that saves. Only he does. But the Bible tells us that we're called to spread the good news. The good news of Jesus' birth, and the good news of his life, the good news of the cross, and the good news of the resurrection. Man, that's Christmas. Point number three. It's common to be too preoccupied for Jesus. I'm going to say that again. Point number three. It's common to be too preoccupied for Jesus. See, the first Christmas, there was literally, as I shared with you already, no room. And in the same way, it's been that way every Christmas since. People are preoccupied with Christmas itself. We get caught up in all the festivities and all this stuff. We're busy going from a party or going to what I'm going to say this, Umbrella of Mercy, so many church activities that you can't begin to go to all of them. We get busy with all the activities. And then there's the school activities and the school Christmas pageants and all the other. That's all good stuff. But it creates busyness and hecticness of our lives. That's why in Vital Men, we take a break during the Christmas season. Soon as Thanksgiving comes to the first of the year, we take a break. And I tell the men, you spend time with your family. There's too much already going on. You be present with your family. Family trumps ministry. I want to say that again. Family trumps ministry. Doesn't trump believing in Jesus, but it trumps. This is important time, folks. Spend times with your family. See, the innkeeper said he didn't have any room in the inn. See, the real story is he didn't make room, and the price was missing Christ's birth. He had it at his fingertips and missed the moment. See, folks, that what a price he paid. He could have experienced the first Christmas in his own home in the inn. But instead, he points him around the corner. Hey, I got a stable out back. You want to hang out there and have the baby there? Let it happen. Closes the door and shuts it out. See, let's not do the same things, folks. Don't get so preoccupied that you miss the moment. Make room for Jesus at Christmas time. Don't be like the innkeeper who missed it. Live it. Have moments, special moments with family. See, folks, this is truth, and I'm going to end with this. You'll either pay the price to make room in your heart, or you'll pay the price and miss the life that Jesus has for you. What a price. That's what Christmas is about. Recognizing the first time that Jesus came. And also to preparing for the second time he's coming again. That is what Christmas is, folks. Yeah, we love the Santa Claus. We love the Frosty, the Snowmans. We love all the movies and all the festivities and the cookies and the hot chocolate and all the great stuff and the eggnog that Christmas brings, don't we? Man, I love it. I buy all that stuff and I enjoy it. There's nothing better than a good Christmas cookie and a cold glass of eggnog, isn't it? Man, love it. Full of fattening stuff, but man, it is so sweet. It just makes me light up like a Christmas tree. But folks, I pray, don't miss the moment like the innkeeper did. Don't pay the price. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, again, I want to thank you for another day. I want to thank you for the opportunity that we can come and we can praise you for who you are. Help us not to miss the moments that we can have with you. Moments of like the innkeeper who simply missed it. As you were being born, he missed the moment. Help us not miss moments with you, Jesus. That you have called us into relationship with you, that we might have a relationship, that we can abide, that we can talk, we can hang out, we can ride along. You're right with us as we drive down the highway. We just ask you, because of the presence of the Holy Spirit, at any given moment, you are there. Lord, I pray that people don't miss Christmas. Help our hearts to be softened. Help our hearts to be open. Help our hearts to be make ready for moments of which we have relationship with you. We can have a relationship with family. Thank you, Jesus. We love you and we praise you. In your precious holy name, amen. Folks, I hope that you're encouraged as we continue this series, The Price of the Innkeeper. Next week, we're going to talk about the price that Joseph, the stepdad of Jesus, paid. I'm Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries.